This episode brought to you by the Friends Cantrip.
Huzzah! We've knocked the windmill down.
Screw you, child pie witches.
Yeah, your skin dresses were super gross!
I told you guys we shouldn't have gone to this windmill.
That's not right. What if I do...
Oh, look. Will's being a creep again.
That's not...
What's he doing?
Magic. Guys, he's doing his magics! Cool!
That's not it either.
William, what you up to over there?
Huh? Oh, I don't know. I feel like I might have learned a new spell. You know when you finish a big fight or, like, kill some crazy monster and it suddenly feels like you've got all this new strength and knowledge and more hit points than ever?
Hit points? What the heck are hit points?
Anyway, spell. I feel like I know a new one.
Oh, good for you, Will.
Yeah, show me!
Hang on. Will, is this a good spell or a blow-everyone-up spell?
That actually sounds like the best kind of spell. But no, it's not like that. I think I could use it to manipulate people. Like, if I do this...
Wow, Bathwack, could you be any more like a turtle?
Oh guys, I just found a new recipe that the old hags must have been working on. It's called Dream Trifle. Here's how you make it. You put a layer of ladyfingers, a layer of jam, then custard, then raspberries, then children, sautéed with peas and onions, then a little more custard.
Hey everyone, part of the windmill's still standing. I think we need to shove this tree over there and pivot. Pivot!
Shut up! What the hell is happening to you guys?
Whoopa!
Hey Will, how you doing?
Hi, swirly man. What the hell was that noise when you showed up?
What do you mean? It's the sound you always hear when I show up. A whip crack. Whoop-pa!
What? That's not a whip crack. A whip crack is like... Whoosh!
Well, that's stupid. Anyway, I just wanted you to know that I'm always watching you. Always aware. I've got... Unagi. And remember, Will, I'll be there for you.
Whoopa!
Oh, good, he's gone. Phew.
Hey, Will, could Irina be any more armless?
Ugh. Ending this spell would be perfection. The Friends Cantrip, because oh my morning lord.
Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
Can Will reach an arm in, like...
He could use Irina's. The arms are going to get old. I know.
Well, the arm's going to get old, too. We might as well use it while it's fresh.
I mean, if only we had a few more, maybe later in our adventure we'll have some to spare.
Yeah, and then we can make, like, form an arm person made out of arms, and then we can make it walk in.
Maybe that's Strahd's weakness.
Arm people.
Maybe we can have a whole army!
Oh, that's disarming.
No! Oh, Yeah, he would reach an arm in, I think. He's like, not a whole arm, maybe a finger. Like, is this going to...
A fingernail! You reach a finger in. Which finger?
His pinky, because that's useless.
Well, because you're about to lose it for good.
Right. It's his left, because he's a righty. He's going to choose his left his left pinky.
Yeah, Will, does it feel like springtime or summer or winter?
I don't know.
You stick your pinky in. It becomes stronger than you could ever imagine. No, nothing happens.
He reaches more of his hand in.
Okay, nothing happens.
Can he touch whatever rock he's by? I don't know if it matters.
Sure. Which one?
I'm just imagining whatever he ended up near. So I'll call it summer. Can he touch the summer rock?
Yeah, it feels warm.
Oh, interesting. Where is the winter one? Is it in order of seasons? Okay, so I think he walks around and touches the winter rock. And he's like, the summer one felt warm.
It feels cold.
Winter one feels cold, guys. Interesting.
Does it feel as cold as the winter one?
No, the winter one feels cold. Wait, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, the winter one feels cold. Summer one feels warm.
No, the summer one felt cold.
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Listen, Rafina. Trying to mess with my senses.
Sorry, sometimes I get the seasons confused.
It's easy to do so.
Blank looks back and forth between the two of them trying to work that out, and then just goes down and sits next to Bathwack.
Okay, he goes and stands near the spring one and reaches his arm in and feels around. Is there any temperature change in the air?
No.
All right, I think he is like looking at everyone because he doesn't want to look like he's a coward. Like, I'm just, you know, testing it, and then I'm going to hop right in there, you know. And he's like, well, I already tried it. I guess I should, because this is Will. He has to look tough. He's going to step in, I think.
Okay. You step in.
And I die.
Now you're in a circle of stones, somewhat closer to a scattered pile of teeth.
And all of your teeth fall out.
Oh, no! Oh, God!
And suddenly you're in middle school with no pants on!
And it's the day of the final exam.
Yeah.
And you can't remember your lines!
Okay, he probably noticed that people are probably looking at him, and he's just gonna put his hands coolly in his pockets and just kind of shuffle next to the teeth and kind of kick them a little bit with his feet.
Okay.
Bernard can fly coolly on his shoulder, but then probably just poop there.
That's exactly what happens. But you do have a big old raven on your shoulder.
Okay.
And you kick some teeth around.
Okay.
Kick the teeth in. Kick them in. It looks cooler when you kick teeth in.
God, anyone have any ideas? I'm in here and I'm not dead. Am I? Am I dead, guys? Do you see me? Am I alive?
So, do we see any writing? I thought we were seeing writing, but no, it's just drawings.
No words, just these pictures.
This has been very interesting. Let's write this down in our journals and move right along.
Is it not a puzzle? Oh, man. All right.
Well, this group has pretty much one default. It's set it on fire.
Yeah, right. All right. I guess the last resort that I would have is like kind of touching my locket to see if I can get any kind of glimmer of information or inspiration or something.
Okay. Roll an arcana check and also roll a percentile.
All right. 13 for arcana plus one. So it's just a 14 for arcana. And my percentage, an 80 and an 8, so an 88.
You feel kind of disoriented, and you have disadvantage on your next roll.
Oh, thanks, asshole.
But your arcana, you feel like these definitely obviously were placed here intentionally. They're too regular to be naturally occurring, and obviously then the carvings sort of back that up. But you feel like the teeth thing, I mean, that definitely in your head connects with the hags, but not with these stones. These stones don't feel evil or bad or anything like that. They feel more just sort of primitive in a way, like very old, and less about like desecration and evil, and more just about kind of just religion in general. Rather than, like, magic or anything, like a ritual in that sense. But other than that, that's about it.
Okay. Weird. All right. I don't
know. Just stand in the middle. Weird. That's always slightly lose your balance and then like weird.
Yeah. Nick would say, Will, are you okay? And he'll run in to steady you.
Oh, did you really? Of course you did.
Yeah.
Nick, you're so dumb. okay. Well, I'm fine.
Putting on my jacket.
It's awesome.
The air in the middle of the circle is very dry.
Yeah.
Your lip starts cracking.
Just pulling out my chapstick. It's blueberry flavored. Got to get rid of the meat pie scent that's wafting through here. And the... but yeah, like this doesn't say, I think he would say out loud like something, you know, I don't think the stones have anything inherently evil about them, but these teeth are definitely obviously associated with the bitches, the witches, whatever we're going to call them. I don't know what we're going to call them.
Evil dentists.
Two-thirds dead ladies.
So I don't know if anyone cares about, you know, these kids' teeth, if that is something that anybody would have an issue with being here. I don't know. I didn't even think about this until now, but there's an awful lot of bones that are also in that windmill forever now.
Nick would, with you saying that, he would kind of sort of furrow his brow as if he was kind of thinking of something for the first time. And he says, yeah, yeah. And he goes down and scoops up the teeth and walks out of the circle and a little ways away, maybe further towards the woods. And you see him bending down and looks like he's digging at the ground.
Yeah.
And Will, when he leaves the circle, you feel, you didn't even really notice it. It felt like there was like a slight weight on your shoulders, maybe, that was lifted when he left the circle.
What in the hell does that even mean? Am I supposed to do something? I don't know what to do, guys. Dang it. Sorry.
Nick comes back. He brushes his hands on his pants. He says, well, should we go?
Yeah, I don't know anything. I don't know enough about this.
That was the right thing you did.
Yeah. As much right as can be done at this point.
Yeah. Those teeth.
Credit for being the person who thought of it.
You're right, Will. You're a good guy.
I am really good. Let it be known. I am very good.
Anybody have anything else they want
to
do?
I want to eye Will suspiciously.
All right.
Well, you have fun with that.
Good luck!
Okay, so you all head back up, back to the windmill, which is laying slumped on its side and crumpled in, barely recognizable except for the veins. They didn't completely crumble into nothing. If you were to come back later and not know what happened, you would eventually be able to figure out that this was at one point a windmill. And then you make your way down the path and to the road, where you could go back towards Barovia, or onwards towards Valaki, which is still visible in the distance.
Before we leave the vicinity of the windmill, do we need to do something about this barrel? Do we just leave it here? Do we just leave him here?
I don't know.
Can we take it with us? It's light.
It is very light.
I think that we should leave it here, but leave a note on it in case he comes back out and wonders where we are.
I was actually thinking more, what if someone else comes upon it?
Oh.
If there's any chance that he, I mean, can he be in there? This is a weird liquid. But if he's, if there's a chance of getting him out, we have to try, but just right now we don't know how. I don't want to just abandon him as a broken
metal. Should we bury it?
That's worse. That's...
Well, maybe hide it. Yeah, hide it, maybe. Maybe we could hide it somewhere.
Put it in the middle of the four stones.
Ooh, maybe it would do something. Maybe Jose will come out.
What if that does something though?
Yeah. It must do something.
Let's try it. Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Whee! Barrel roll.
Lank jumps on top, starts running on it backwards to roll it down the hill.
I just want to sit at the top of the hill and admire the burning windmill.
Yeah.
Alright, who is on barrel duty?
I'll go down, because I'm not afraid of that circle anymore.
And I want to... If we can get Gorn out, we need to get Gorn out.
Who's pushing it? Or are you rolling it or carrying it?
I could probably even carry it at this point, couldn't I? If it's lighter than the average barrel?
Yes, you could
easily. Lighter than the average barrel?
Don't want to risk any copyright infringement with that particular trait. You all know what I mean. Carry the barrel.
So you carry it down to the circle of stones, and you are lifting it, and you cross the sort of threshold where the stones make the circle. And as soon as you do, it gets extremely heavy immediately, so that you drop it.
Whoa.
Hoo-ah! Says Lank.
And it thuds to the ground.
Did you see that, Will? It now weighs what you would think it would weigh.
What? Well, okay, so before when I was standing in the circle, all right, this is weird. Before when I was standing in the circle...
This, and... starting from now, is weird. Go ahead.
But when I was standing in the circle, Nick ran in, and I didn't notice it at first, but when he ran out, it was like all of a sudden I got lighter. It was like he was weighing on me. So I don't get it. I don't know what that means, but that's what happened.
So maybe only, like, if Goran is in here, only one person can be in the middle at a time?
Oh.
I could roll the barrel in and not be touching it when it goes inside the circle.
Maybe. But
let me first see if I have the strength to pull it out now that it's heavy.
That means that Goran is still in it. That's what it tells us.
Huh.
Can I pull the barrel out, or is it too heavy now?
Make a strength check.
That would be... Where the hell is strength? I was just looking at it.
Where the hell is strength?
Total of 21.
That's a good question.
All right. You, with a significant amount of difficulty, basically end up putting your shoulder into it and sort of pushing it. You're able to sort of drag it through the dirt. And once it breaks the ring, it is extremely light again. And you push it over.
So it falls over, then I fall over it. Mm-hmm. It's light again. I move it, like, maybe 10 feet away from the perimeter, mm-hmm. and then get it rolling, and then get my hands off of it before it crosses the threshold.
Okay. As soon as it crosses the border, it grinds to a halt.
This is weird.
Almost unnaturally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Goran?
70s TV show!
I wonder if, since Will said that this feels like not a bad place, that maybe Goran will be safer in here than he would have been closer to the windmill.
Yeah. We can either leave him here and hope that it's a good place that will protect him, or we could try to hide it somewhere in the hopes that if we figure out a way to get him back, we could come back and get him.
Yeah.
This place is full of teeth. How good can it be?
Not anymore.
All the teeth have been buried.
Until quite recently, this place was full of teeth.
Will did indicate to you that, at least in his opinion, those two concepts did seem to be at odds with one another.
I've forgotten. Where is Nick in all this?
He's there with you guys.
Okay. Lang turns to Nick. What do you think we should do? I don't know what to do.
I honestly don't know what we can do. I mean, maybe we could take the barrel with us. It seems like it's pretty easy to tote along, though I don't know, you know, we're about to head somewhere where there's lots of people, and I don't know how well they'll take to us carrying around this giant barrel filled with this creepy-looking black liquid that they might know what it is and we don't.
Yeah, let's not do that.
But if they know what it is, they may know how to fix it.
Yeah, or they might try to kill us on sight.
I'm willing to carry it.
Or we could have the raven. We could attach it to the raven, and the raven could just tow it along.
What is the airspeed velocity of a barrel-laden raven?
Well, I think couldn't we lash it to the bear? We could lash it to the bear.
He's not a bear right now, isn't he? Wait, what is he?
He turns into a Saint Bernard.
That's true. A comically large barrel.
He's tripping over it.
Nick, I'm willing to bring the barrel along. Honestly, I think I don't feel comfortable leaving Goran. I mean, I don't know why these stones are here, but I don't want to leave him behind. Okay. If there's any chance that he's alive somewhere in there.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I mean, we'll keep the lid on. Rafina, don't pop it off at some comically opportune moment, please. And Maybe we need to come up with a story of what's inside and why nobody can look in if they want to. I don't know if they have, like, taxes on goods coming in where they need to inspect or something like that. I don't know.
We'll say that these are the liquid ashes of my grandmother.
She was very large compared to
I was going to say, that's a big barrel.
She was an elephant.
Of all of my grandmothers. Past and future.
All of my, you know, biological and adopted grandmothers. My whole village was my family, basically. Very sad. Very sad.
And they're all dead!
They're all dead.
And in this barrel.
So now, okay.
I have some rope.
Link would go to retrieve the barrel now that he's gotten it inside the circle and it's heavy. So, fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Shall we bind the lid on with some rope, just as an extra precaution?
I think that's a great idea.
I'll get out some rope from my pack.
Okay. You can lash it shut.
Link got a 19 on strength check for the pushing again.
Yep. It's rolling, so you have some difficulty, but you're able to get it out of there after a little bit of effort. And then it rolls away from you as soon as it breaks that plane.
This time it keeps rolling and Lank just falls flat on his face.
It rolls up the hill and then rolls back onto you. And back into the circle. But it's on top of your feet.
Oh, the pain!
No. All right, so the barrel's lashed shut. Lank, you gonna pick it up?
Yep. And now it's easier with the rope.
Mm-hmm. And it's barely a hindrance to you at all.
Barely?
Yeah.
Barely.
I'm trying to remember the old-timey word for a barrel maker, and I can't.
Cooper.
Cooper, yeah!
Yeah. Cooper. Pun based on Cooper. There you go. Yeah, as you're walking past the windmill, you see the coop or something poking out from the rubble.
Yeah.
And so now you head down the path towards the road, unless somebody else has something else that they would like to do, which is perfectly fine. This is D&D. It's perfectly fine. Great. Okay, so the windmill lies in ruins behind you. You all stride off confidently towards the town of Alaki.
Rolling a barrel in front of us. Oh, wait, no, we've lashed the barrel to something?
Lank is carrying it.
I'm carrying it backpack style.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So you're headed down the road towards Alaki, and it looks about, you know, mile off or so, and then it looks about a half a mile off, and you keep going, and you get to the town.
Dude, I think you should say it in increments forever until the end of...
I was going to make a joke that it just always seems about a half mile off. Yeah.
And then a quarter, and then an eighth, and then a sixteenth. Yeah.
And you never get there.
Suddenly we realize we can never get there.
Yep.
Yeah.
You're always just halfway there. Basically, though, you get up close to it, and you see the whole town from this side, at least from what you can see. It's surrounded by this high wooden sort of palisade wall. There's the fog around sort of presses right up against it. It's trying to, seems to maybe creep its way inside. The dirt road ends from this side of the town at a set of sturdy iron gates. And you can see a pair of shadowy fingers. shadowy fingers poking out from between. No, a pair of shadowy figures standing behind them. And you can see flanking the road on both sides outside the gates are a half a dozen pikes. With wolves' heads impaled on them.
Ooh. I'm so sorry.
Why?
It's his people.
Anyone we know?
Whose people? What? You blanked out for a minute.
I said I'm so sorry, Lank, because it's his people. And when he burst out of the ground, there were wolves everywhere, and he was just like, "Hey, doggy!" And he like made friends with a wolf like immediately. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, no one you recognize, Lank.
I feel like this is a show of intimidation. Intimidation, that's the word.
I was going to say, I don't think this is a show of invitation. Otherwise, what kind of house guests are they trying to attract? Weird-ass people around here.
So So you get up close. The wall itself is about 15 feet high, so it's pretty impressive. These logs lashed together vertically with thick ropes, and they're even mortared together. So this is a very permanent structure surrounding this town, sort of stretching off in both directions. As you approach, you hear a voice from behind the gate. You hear someone say, "Stop right there! Who are you?"
"Rafina Phalangepot at your service."
"Yeah, who are you?"
"And that's Will."
"We are members of the guards of the town of Valaki."
"Ooh, a town with guards in it. Pretty special."
"What business do you have here?"
Lang turns to Will. "We may have already lost the element of surprise on this one."
"What brings you here? We've never seen you before."
"You're right, because we're some of those special people that magically appear in this land of crap."
"What?"
"You heard me! This land of crap, where people appear in the mists!"
"Okay, yeah, that the other part, that's what we were saying, what to? People appear?"
"It, come on! I've heard that we're not the first people to do it, come on!"
"We have strangers here occasionally, though more often than not, they just bring trouble along with them."
"Well, you know what? If they had to talk to you every time, then probably you wouldn't have a lot of people coming to visit."
"Did they just shut the door?"
"The gate's been shut this whole time. And
we hear a second gate shut behind it."
"Anyway, if you'd like to be a little less rude to me and my friends..."
"We can be as rude as we want. This is our town, and you have to prove yourselves that you are not going to bring ill fortune to the people within."
"Oh, listen, well. We're going to bring whatever fortune we want to, okay? But listen up, sir."
"That's better."
"Ma'am." "I can't even see you, so who knows?" "Listen, we've got the burgomaster of Barovia's daughter with us. So she's probably..."
"Minus one arm."
"Hey, shh." "Right, but that wasn't our fault."
"It kind of was."
"Whose side are you on?"
You hear them murmur to each other. "What's her name?"
"Wait, did everyone hear that? Will called us his friends."
"Oh, no, I didn't. Be quiet."
"I'm so happy."
"Who is it? What is her name?"
"Well, if she wasn't an NPC, she would say it herself, I'm sure. But her name is Irina Flugalubablitch. I don't know."
"That's not her name! Liars!"
"Since you had to guess, Will. Way to go with something plausible."
Irina at this point would step forward. She kind of has her cloak draped over her more unfortunate half. And she says, yes, I am Irina, and I can't even remember my last name," she says. "Irina Kolianovich."
"Kolianovich?"
It's weird, because they have different last names. It's that whole, you take the name of the person who bore you, and then add Vich, so it's stupid.
That is stupid.
Sorry, anybody who lives in a culture that does that. But it's stupid.
"Well, no, we're gonna get invaded."
"Irina Kolyana."
"Oh, bitch." "Bitch."
Her father was Kolyan.
Mm.
"Irina Kolyana. My father was
an elderberry."
Damn it, what the fuck is his name? "Kolyan Endirovich, I think," she says.
"Yeah, it's Kolyan Endirovich, totally, I think.
And they're like, "Say no more, you've convinced us. Come in." And she says, "These kind people have escorted me from Barovia here to Valaki. My father wanted me to come here to visit the burgomaster here, just as a way of sort of reaching out. Our villages are kept separate from each other for obvious reasons, and He's just trying to bridge the gap, she says, very convincingly. And you hear the guards murmur back and forth to themselves, and you see one approach the bars and peer out, and it is a man. He's a young man, probably in his early 20s, but he's actually kind of graying a little bit at the temples, and he looks out, he just kind of peers at each one of you. He looks twice at Bathwack, and then another time, and then another time. And then he gestures to Arena. He says, "And you vouch for these people?"
"Probably not."
And she says, "Nope, let me in." She looks at him and she nods solemnly, says, yes, I do." He nods a little bit, then he turns back to the other person, and then they open the gate. You pass in, and they're each kind of flanking the entry. Well, the other one is a woman. Actually, she's also somewhat younger. And the man looks at you all and says, "I better not hear any trouble coming from any of you.
I have never been more intimidated in my life."
He scowls and slams the gate behind you. "Be on your way!" And you have entered the town of Alaki.
Finally!
Burn it down!
Burn it down!
No offense, folks, it's just sort of what we do.
It's protocol. All right. So this is, it's very different from the village of Brovia that you came from, which basically kind of seemed like a ghost town. There's activity here. It's kind of later in the day, sort of mid-late afternoon, but there's people all about going about their business. There's even carts traveling down the road. There's residences, businesses. The main road you're on, it seems to kind of stretch ahead, curves a little bit out of view towards the left up ahead, but it seems to be the kind of the main thoroughfare, at least at this point, heading through town. But there's people all over of all sorts. You see everything from what looks like, you know, relatively well-off people, nothing crazy in terms of anything ostentatious. For this world, though, people that seem to be well-off. You see sort of your middle-class merchants going about their business. You do see some beggar types and that kind of thing about, too. But this seems to be a busy-ish town, and it lays ahead of you. None of you have ever been here, not even Arena.
This is sort of a nice change from what we usually encounter in this particular land.
Yeah.
Actually seems kind of normal.
You do see somewhat near the gate, a little ways off, up on the left, leading off of the road, there's a gate leading to what looks like kind of like a stockyard, and above it says Arisek Stockyard, up to the left.
Can we ask Arena, like, Arena, what is, where are you supposed to go? Like, do you have any family here? I mean, like, what?
No, we have, I mean, that story I told them, that was a lie. I didn't want to tell them about Strahd.
Well, of course, I'm...
I didn't think that would be a good thing to say.
Of course, you don't want to tell them about Strahd, but I mean, your brother wanted you to go here because it's, I guess, because of the wall, since Strahd, of course, won't be able to get through this amazing wall. I say this with complete sincerity.
She looks at you and rolls her eyes, and then she says... Well, I know, but first of all, it's better than back where we were. I think you could admit that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he had heard that there were places here that I could be kept safe. I don't know if there was maybe the Burgomaster here. I don't know even who it is. Would be a good source, or...
Well, where do you want to go? I mean, we came here for you, so, I mean...
I just want to go somewhere safe. Even just being here, I feel better within the walls.
Not to be crass, but do you have money?
I have some money, enough to put myself up somewhere for some time, I think. You know, even maybe, and she kind of looks down at her arm and sort of a shadow falls across her face. I had thought I might be able to get put to work here, to pay my way at least to figure out what to do from here. I had thought that my brother would be with me, but with the death of my father, that obviously wasn't in the cards.
Is there any chance we can find a healer in this village? One whose abilities are beyond ours?
Perhaps. I've never been here. I don't know. I've never heard of anybody that powerful, but it's possible.
Is there any one-armed work we could get you?
Perhaps. I hope so.
Do you have any skills other than being a mayor's daughter?
Well, I was an adept basket weaver. I could sew. I could do other two-handed things.
Hey, you could weave baskets with one hand. You could do that still.
How long are your toes?
She takes off her shoe. They're each 2 feet long. Why did you ask? How did you know?
Can we just look around us here on this main street? What kinds of things do we see?
I think we should find lunch.
A place to rest?
Yeah.
Like a rest-a-rant.
You can. You don't see anything immediately around here. You know, there's no Ruby Tuesdays or anything like that. Mostly what you see is our residences. You saw that one side, the sign for the stockyard, but you doubt there's anything to eat there. So you could continue on. There's also plenty of people around. You notice a couple people take you in and give you a pretty wide berth. Nobody seems to really want to get too close to any of you.
Maybe I misheard you. Did you say Burger Master?
She should be pretty good at that. Like flipping burgers. There you go.
He goes by the other term, mayor, here. He's Mayor McCheese. Nick says, well, should we ask somebody? Or should we just walk around? You actually do see, you guys have been standing here long enough, that maybe perhaps a bolder beggar than most approaches you meekly and holds out a hand, keeping his sort of gaze at the ground beneath him.
He holds out a hand? Another?
Hey, we need one of those.
It's the same one. You see the bite mark and everything.
Hey, he stole from us.
I'll give him a piece of gold.
Oh, okay. He looks up when...
Would you like a flower garland?
You say that, but he sees the gold piece in his hand and he is gone. He's not there at all.
You killed him.
Wait, no, surely he can't run off that quickly.
Well, he starts to.
Grab him.
Okay, make a dexterity check.
Oh, that's not going to go well. 4.
And he rolls a 2. So you grab him. He's very weak.
You just trip over each other and land in a heap.
But you got him.
Ask him a question.
Slow down.
Hey, what do you want?
Slow down.
What?
I'm not going to let go yet, but we're looking for a place to rest.
Hmm. Yeah, me too. Well, you guys have got money, obviously. And he bites the gold piece that you gave him. He says, well, there's the inn in town, Blue Water. It's kind of in the middle. Points back along the road. Past that, there's the church. They let people stay there at night. I stay there sometimes. Depends. Not too many options, but one of those might suffice. I don't know. What are you looking for? I could give you more info. There's more gold in it. What do you need? You need a guide? I'll take you where you need to go. Huh?
I'm gonna look at some of the other. I'll look over at Will.
Honestly, having a guide in a place like this would be fine, but just watch your pockets, Will says.
Watch your pockets? What do you think I am? Some kind of guy who picks things out of pockets? I've got more self-respect than that.
I think that was the implication. Yeah. We're all on the same page here.
I'll work for you. You guys are clearly able to pay, so give me what I need, and I'll give you what you need. What do you think, huh? Huh?
I'm going to slowly and gently lift him up in the air so that his head is level with mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to... what should I say?
I don't know. What do you want to say?
Just no tricks, and I'll place him back down on the ground.
Okay, sure. No tricks. Easy enough. You're the boss. So, he slaps his hands together, rubs them. What kind of deal would he get to strike? Huh? What's my service worth to you? I know every inch of this town. Every inch.
I will definitely pay you for information and for actually being honest with us.
Sure, sure. I'll be honest. What do you need? What do you need? What are you paying?
I mean being honest with us this whole time. I don't mean honest right now. I mean, if you stay with us, we'll pay you, or I'll pay you, or whatever. I don't care. But that means no tricks. He's right. Bathwack's right.
Are we rested enough to have our spells? We need a long rest for that, right?
Will has his, because the warlocks only need a short rest because they have less, but I think you and Rafina, anything you spent, you have not yet regained.
Okay. Got nothing then.
Yeah, you guys were pretty spent. Or at least you were, I know.
I didn't use anything, right?
I don't recall if you... Not much, I know. You used 2 spells on Irina.
Oh, right.
Spare the Dying and Cure Wounds, I believe. You did, like, a big cure that helped a bunch of people at some point.
Yes, I did.
Yeah. So you've used some.
Can we get a read on this guy?
Sure. Roll an insight.
I would like to, too.
Go for it.
15.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't do very well.
I can never tell. You laugh for pretty much every roll.
That's true. I can't tell anything. I got a 4.
Okay. Will, you think this guy's poor? You've seen this type before. And you think he would do pretty much whatever he could for a buck. That's what you think. At least we assume. Bathwack, you, again, he doesn't seem to be putting on an act. He seems to be not well off. He's not shamming it just to try to make some extra money or anything like that. I mean, as far as you can tell, he doesn't seem to be exhibiting any of the major sort of tells. He's not, like, looking down and to the right or whatever. But he is kind of twitchy in general, which was the case from the start before you started demanding the truth of him. But you think that might just be sort of the way he is. But maybe not. You're not positive.
Okay.
Okay?
Where would we go if we're looking for trouble?
Trouble. Okay. Trouble. And he leans in, he says, well, if you want trouble, you could say something bad. Say something bad about the Baron. Say something bad about his festivals. He doesn't like that. Some people that say that kind of thing, they disappear.
The best festivals, huh?
Mm.
Nobody has festivals better than his.
Yeah, there's a lot of them, too. Plenty of opportunity to get in trouble there if you run your mouth, speak your mind.
Oh, when is the next festival?
Let's see. You look around. I didn't mention this before. There are some wolf heads sort of spaced out along the main road in the town as well. Well, you see these. These are the festival of the Wolf's Head Jamboree. That was a couple days ago. Three or four days. There's one a week, so the next one's due in about 3 days. 3 days.
There's one festival every week?
Mm-hmm.
That is. How many pretty, of them involve wolves?
Not all of them. I mean, wolves are a big deal. There's been a lot of wolves outside, killing people, that kind of thing. Got people out hunting them, but doesn't seem to be doing too much. So sometimes that comes up. This one was a pretty big one, you could tell.
Who is the Baron?
Baron Vargas. Baron Vargas Velakovich. He's the burgomaster.
Well, I would say, Bathwack, you might want trouble, but can we take a nap first? I feel like all of us could use a little bit of a rest before we do anything tremendous.
Oh, of course.
Mm.
Blue Water Inn, they got food, they got beds, you got the money, got the coin. You got the coin. I know you got the coin. Save the coin for me. I can find you a nice good alleyway to hunker down in.
Mm-hmm. I'll pass on that.
Yeah, the church takes in people too. People feel safe. People feel safe in the church.
Mm.
Gets a little crowded though. A little crowded.
Who's in the church?
The priest. Priest. What's his name? Priest guy. I don't go there too much. What's his name? Father Lucian. Something like that. Luke? Lucan?
Lucian.
Hmm. Bells go off in my head. Ding, ding, ding. Okay.
Did you hear that?
I heard what?
Ding, ding, ding. Hey, where'd that come from?
Mike looks back at the barrel. Warren?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't go there too much. Not a church guy. They don't like me too much there.
But you just said that you stay there sometimes.
Sometimes. But people get mean. People get mean. They get antsy. They get all packed in there, shoulder to shoulder. It's not always a good scene.
And they don't like you because just because they're all packed in there, or is it because of some other reason?
Oh, no. I'm a nice guy. I remind them of some of the unsavory types. You know, the kind you mentioned, the pocket pickers. That happens sometimes there. The priest likes me, though. He's an okay guy, I guess. A little dumb.
How often are they packed shoulder to shoulder?
Every night.
What are they doing there? Are they praying?
They're spending the night. Feel like it's safe. No baddies. No bad guys. No monsters. No monsters.
What? Are there monsters in the town at night?
No. Not really, but maybe there could be. I mean, people have mentioned sometimes that Strahd showing up. I never saw him.
Oh, well, then we have an advantage over this idiot.
Advantage? Yeah, I'd say. Look at you guys. Dressed all nice. Pockets full of money. Of course you got an advantage over me.
The Arasek Stockyard?
Hmm?
What can you tell us about that?
Yeah. People store stuff there. They sell some stuff, too. There's this, fancy, colorful wagon in there. Rolled into town a little while ago. Guy owns that. He's been staying at the Blue Water. It's got pointy ears. Been keeping it there. I can't get in there. I don't have anything stored in there. I don't got anything to store.
Yeah, how'd you get that way?
Hmm?
How'd you get that way?
Bad luck.
Bad luck? What kind of bad luck?
Parents are poor.
Right.
Hmm?
It's called enterprising.
Not much opportunity here.
You can always make opportunity.
I make opportunity. Look at me now. I'm the town guide.
Do we need to retain him?
I mean, I think it might be nice to have somebody who knows the streets a little around here until we can get to know them ourselves.
No one knows them better than me.
Speaking from experience, he's probably right. Someone like him would be our best option for someone who really knows the streets.
Agreed.
I know it costs too much.
We have to agree on terms.
Right. What do you propose? What do you think, huh? Hmm? Give me a figure. Throw something out there. What do you think? Who's the money bags? You're handing out coin. Looks at Bathwack. You're a talker. How much money you spent on that mustache? How much that oil cost?
It's expensive. You're right.
What about you? What do you got in that barrel?
Barrel? Don't worry about the barrel.
It's full of money? Is that where you guys keep all your money?
If this was full of gold, I wouldn't be able to carry it this easily, now would I?
I don't know, you look pretty thick, man.
Thanks.
You're welcome. You're thicker than me. You look well fed. What about you, little lady?
Getting a bit personal there, aren't you?
You're the treasurer of the bunch?
Can you tell me your name, sir?
It's, Galdar.
Kaldar.
Galdar. Galdar.
Galdar.
Mm-hmm.
Did you just read that off the back of a toothpaste tube?
Hmm? A what tube?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
So yeah, who sets the terms? Huh? Who am I talking to? Who am I dealing with?
You can deal with me. You can deal with all of us. I mean, we're all a group together. So if you don't please a lot of us, you're not really going to get very far.
I can please all of you. I'm a people pleaser.
Let's confer for a moment without Galdar listening so that we can decide what we're going to offer.
Sure. You need a minute? Go. Yeah. I'll be over here.
Pardon us for a moment, please, Galdar.
Sure. Have the room.
We could offer him one gold piece per day at the end of the day.
That is a lot of money for him. I'm telling you right now, he doesn't even need that. He won't.
The way Bathwack is throwing around the gold, maybe that's okay.
Well, maybe, I don't know, Bathwack, if you have more, I have no idea what you have if you want to be giving it out at that rate. But we probably don't need to give him much. He's going to argue for more, but we won't need to give him that much. But he is going to be useful to keep an eye out in the street. That would be useful as well.
So you're proposing a piece of gold every 2 days?
Well, let's think about the system of D&D money for again. I can't remember what
it makes no sense.
Yeah, it makes no sense. Will would just be arguing it because it's Will and he knows that the guy doesn't have anything. But actual money system? What is it, like 10 coppers to a silver? 5 coppers to a silver? Wait,
10,
what is
10, 10.
Is it 10
copper,
10?
Silver, 10 silver, gold.
10 coppers to a silver, 10 silver to a gold. Okay,
there's also an electrum in there, but that confuses things.
Yeah, so. I mean, even like a silver a day would probably be a pretty big deal for him because like stuff in this world doesn't cost like anything. Is like a meal, a couple coppers or something like that?
Well, you guys haven't really bought much here.
I guess we haven't bought much here, you're right.
You're saying this world in D&D world?
D&D world, like if, according to like Will's town.
I'm looking here to try to give you an example.
How much does our money run out?
Yeah.
I
mean, you have a certain amount. Okay, so a loaf of bread, 2 copper pieces.
Right.
An inn stay per day at a poor inn is 1 silver. At a wealthy inn is 2 gold. A modest meal per day is 3 silver.
So like a silver...
A meal, basically. A meal. Yeah. And it goes up, you know, comfortable, wealthy, aristocratic, but that's just kind of in the middle.
All right. And this guy's in it for himself. I mean, like, I think if is there a way for me to, I mean, we would have to talk to him, but like, it doesn't seem like this guy's like, I have to get home to my family. And if he says that, guys, fuck that guy. Because he's lying.
Families suck.
No, because he's lying. He is lying.
I mean, if we just give him 1 more gold piece, he can buy a crowbar.
And that'll be set. Give a man a crowbar. Teach a man to crowbar.
Not giving him my crowbar.
Okay, so
I'd like to pay him to change his name.
Is he still there?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yep.
He hasn't really moved. He's been watching you all very intently.
Like, I'll give him another gold piece now, and a gold piece at the end of the job.
What do we consider the end of the job?
Yeah, what's the end of the job?
When we tell him to go.
You mean, like, for the whole day? Or for a couple days? Because Will wants to keep him around. Yeah. Will's not worried about money.
Oh, then you can pay him.
Yeah.
Will says that. Will's not worried about money.
Yeah, Will does not say that out loud. But yeah. Okay. Okay, so Will will say this. Like, I'm trying to think of a daily rate, a nice daily rate, because the thing is, if we're going to be here for a couple days, we got to find something for Irina to do, I guess. We got to figure her crap out. Oh, wait, is she here too? Who knows? Maybe she's with us.
She pops out behind the terrarium. Yeah, I'm here! Her and Nick are over there making out.
Aw, it's an off-screen love story.
Also, Bathwack's bag, his pack is starting to smell a little bit. Is there anything we should do about that arm?
Well, I was hoping to reattach it.
A noble sentiment. We should speak to Galdar about that.
All right, so you gave him 1 gold. That's a couple days worth of meals. I say that's enough for now. But we do have to think, you know, I guess it depends on what he does for us today. Like, if he can be reliable. I mean, there are ways to figure out if he is trustworthy. Like, if we send him to do something and I send Bernard with him and he doesn't do what we ask him to do, or if he's, you know, planning something, then we know he's less trustworthy. But if he's pretty trustworthy, we could keep him around. It might be helpful. So,
yeah.
Does Bernard sleep when you sleep?
See, that was something we discussed, Eric. I don't know what we actually... Because we were trying to look it up in the rules, but...
It's not really explicit. I thought it would make sense that he would.
I thought it would make sense that he wouldn't.
Well, you would think that, wouldn't you?
He's like a spirit.
Connected to you and your magical source of energy and your focus.
All
right, everybody. Katie and I are going to fight. Go!
We didn't fight.
Roll
about
initiative.
Is that how it works for married couples? I'm taking notes.
I surrender!
Well, you know, we can offer him a couple more silver right now, but his performance will dictate how much more he gets.
This is a tier system.
It's a what?
I'm fine with this.
tip-based system.
Right.
Yeah.
Great. Break.
Yes. I would
go
also
go
like,
team.
Will, I think you're a wonderful person, but you are very stingy.
Okay. I'll accept that really horrible assessment.
As long as somebody's assuming something incorrectly about you, you're fine with it.
I'm fine with it.
So, Will, you're the spokesman of the group then, I guess.
Oh, if you want me to be. I mean, sure. with this type, I might be good. If you would like to talk to him, go right ahead.
I'll just overpay him.
You will. You will probably. Okay. We'll turn around and gesture for the guy to come back.
He runs right up. All right. What do we got? What do we got? Like five? Five gold? What do you think? That's a good day rate? That's a good advance. Holds up the gold.
You are a funny guy.
Thank you.
The thing is,
The thing.
I have no idea right. of what use you're going to be to us.
Oh, come on. I'm going to be very useful. How much have I told you already? You can fill a book with what I've told you. Look at her. She's filling out a book right now about what I said.
I don't know what that's a reference to.
Points at Rafina, whether she is or not.
Oh, she's looking through her Tinder box.
The thing is, we're new to this city. And I could tell you 100 things, and half of them could be true, or all of them could be false, or you don't know. So I need to know what you can do for us in actual, tangible evidence before we...
Trial run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. What do you need?
Let's start with this. Why don't you say something bad about the Baron quietly to us?
Ooh.
Okay. All right. Gather in. The Baron.
Oh no!
What?
The Baron smells!
Whoa, oh, okay. Got it. Thank you.
He doesn't actually yell that. He would not.
So he's not that afraid of the Baron.
No. Fly under the radar.
Yeah.
You got the right idea. You stay quiet about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're all good. All good. Just stay quiet. Shh, shh, shh.
Well, anyway.
So I pass?
Well, not quite tangible. It's not tangible to me.
What do you need? What's gonna satisfy a man like you? Your boots don't really match your clothes. Did you know that?
Oh, shit.
That's the problem.
I could get you some nice shoes to go along with that outfit.
I like your honesty, actually. That's actually nice.
Friends, though.
See, I could advise you on fashion, I could tell you all the inside scoop, lead you around the village, the town, whatever you need.
We need a healer.
I can't do
Point
that.
Point of information, is Will wearing the flying boots?
Yeah.
Alright, thanks.
That's why he said my boots didn't match, because otherwise my shoes match, yo! Perfectly.
You need a healer? You look like a healer. So do you. Who looks up at Bethwack? I'm not a healer. I can't do that. Sorry.
Yeah, well, we got an injury that is kind of beyond, I guess, what the little lady can do.
What's that?
Wave Irina's arm. Say hello.
Gesture to Irina. She moves the cloak off her shoulder and goes, "Whoa! Hey! 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 That reason? Huh?
Yeah.
Oof. Seen stuff like that before. You gotta fix that?
Apparently, people have heard of things.
I haven't.
So there's one mark against you. You haven't even heard of that.
Hey, if there's nothing to hear about, then there's nothing to hear about.
Oh, well, I was ready to give him another gold piece.
Another gold piece? Does someone say another gold piece? Does someone think another gold piece?
I mean, that's good. It's honesty. I would rather you not lie about something, because the thing is, people like you are not in short supply. I will say that.
Why would I want to get on your bad side?
Right.
Look at you guys. You're paying me money, and you look big and tough.
Yeah.
I got nothing to gain lying to you.
Okay. Well, for now, we got a bunch of stuff that we need to do, but for now, also, it's 11:26. So...
So where do you want me to take you?
What do you think, guys? I mean, first rest? First...
Yeah,
I mean,
why don't we?
Probably rest.
I'm inclined to rest, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably recharge.
All right. You got the money for an inn?
Probably. What is it?
It's 5 silver. 5 silver a bed.
5 silver a bed a night.
Yep. Comes with food.
Okay. Does everybody have that, or?
Yeah.
If I don't, will you pay for me?
You are a funny guy, too.
Check out the place. It's nice. Yeah, it's worth it. Not much choice here in this town, unfortunately. Sorry about that. Would love to give you a wide range, wide selection. Give you a smorgasbord of inns, but I don't got it. Just the one. You ready?
Yep.
Let's go. Come on. Hurry up. Let's go.
Woo! Great, let's go.
All right.
Woohoo!
And you head off down the road, following along soon-to-be-renamed Galdar, and we'll call it a night.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.